In a hotel of this size, they're not sure if they've seen me before, and they really don't care. But there's a code of respect among all members of staff. That's the plus to working in larger hotels. The anonymity is always nice. For a while, anyway. Smaller hotels have a friendlier feel to them, where everyone looks out for each other and an effort is made to learn a new person's name on the first day. I tend to last longer in the smaller establishments, once for 8 months, which was a record for me. But in the larger hotels, and especially the five-star hotels, I've never lasted longer than a month. While I get comfortable in the small hotels and keep the risk low for longer, I tend to become antsy and impatient in the bigger ones and up my game sooner. The guests are also more likely to complain about the smallest thing. The Magnolia opened in 2016, so it's only 3 years old. I prefer newer hotels because there's always tons of cleaning equipment and all in good condition, which means there's more than enough to go round. All the vacuum cleaners operate at full capacity, so there's no need for people to secretly swap their rubbish one for yours, which happens in the older hotels. The buckets don't have cracks in the wringer, making it impossible to wring your mop head properly, and the cleaning trolleys roll smoothly along the corridors. In Hotel 7, my trolley used to pull to the right all the time. As friendly as the other cleaners were, no one was going to swap with me. I was last in, and that was the deal. I only got to upgrade when someone else left, and I was allowed to take their trolley and leave the crooked one for the new person. I like to set myself little challenges. I've decided the extra thrill for starting in the Magnolia is to aim to beat my previous five-star hotel record by lasting longer than a month. So I need to have my wits about me and take it slow.